Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg, do you watch The View?
Well, you know.
Don't.
Don't.
You will want to shoot the TV.
He's actually here.
My answer.
He's working after we get off the air. I see him.
All right.
He's plugging
answer,
away.
My answer to you is the same as your answer to me when I say, are you guys going to.
No.
No, I don't watch The View. Nor The Talk.
Well,
nor
The Chew. No, The Talk is not as good.
I'll have to take your word for that.
No, The View is horrible. No, The View is actually, they talk about issues, but they were talking about Fergie's. I got home yesterday, my wife had The View on. And they're talking about Fergie's national anthem.
Did they like it?
No, they didn't. But this isn't a political thing. This is just a stupid thing. Meghan McCain is the new conservative chick on that. Who doesn't skip a meal, by the way, if you ever check out The View. Whoopi looks skinny.
Lay off her.
Yeah, lay off her. She's starving, right? She thought it was a parody. And no, they said, nah, she was just trying something different. It was really bad. She goes, I thought it was she was joking and just a joke thing. I'm thinking, well, are you trying to make it like Fergie's anti-American? It was just stupid. I said, no, it wasn't a parody. She was singing slow and gave Charles Barkley a boner.
I want to know if Meghan McCain was watching it live, because I don't think she was.
No, no, you're right. That's a
I'm
good point.
I'm guessing she wasn't sitting
home.
She
was not watching the NBA All-Star game.
No,
you're
no.
Right. Yeah. She said, no, it wasn't a parody, Meghan. And then I had to turn it off and then shoot myself.
Other people are comparing it to a Maya Rudolph parody.
Oh, I can see Maya Rudolph singing.
She did on SNL.
A slow version of that?
And also
Maya Rudolph can sing, actually.
At a Tulane commencement address. Oh, apparently this is from 2015.
I like Maya Rudolph.
The Tulane commencement address.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
And by the times early life, do what? So about a hallelujah.
And then that goes on for at least twice as long.
Who was my Rudolph's mom there?
Minnie Riperton. Mother of Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Reminds me. Reminded Puss, too. So, Maya, although in addition to being a very funny lady, has a voice.
Damn it.
No, no, no. Wait. Just make it.
I haven't heard this yet.
Craig has.
Oh, Craig's heard it.
Oh, you have?
I heard it once.
I haven't heard it.
Well, I just wanted to pop up naturally. So, say something about lawyers today so we can hit that.
That one.
All right.
See, why can't you make fun of the national anthem? That Maya Rudolph stuff there was funny.
That was funny. And she did that at a commencement speech to make fun of it.
Yeah. So no one said that you couldn't.
Oh,
they were just comparing the two.
No, people seem to get a little upset.
No, it's a whole new.
It's kind of sacred.
I didn't see.
We didn't hear anything about the Maya Rudolph thing at the time.
You're right.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
So I guess they allowed that, or they didn't hear about it on Fox and Friends.
Yeah,
well, she did it on SNL as well, apparently, once.
I don't remember hearing it on SNL.
I don't remember that.
But whatever, she might have.
Yeah, we don't remember it.
We don't, because we don't take things that seriously.
Well, apparently no one else did either.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well,
like I said, nobody, I'm not, I didn't hear this on the right. They just said it was a bad version. And there's a lot of bad versions, but this is Meghan McCain saying that she thought that she was joking around. I said, no, don't make this something that wasn't. She just tried something different.
Craig's got a good point, though. I think the last time I heard anybody getting upset about the national anthem was In the early 90s when Roseanne did
Roseanne, something. Who couldn't sing.
Yeah.
She couldn't sing, and so she screamed it out. And, of course, at the end, she grabbed her crotch and spit like she was a baseball player. But, but it wasn't that so much. It was just that she couldn't sing. And I'm thinking, well, don't ask a person that can't sing to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Because I would, that's how we'd sound screaming out the national anthem.
I remember cries of her being disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember that for sure, yeah. So, what the hell was I going to say? I lost my head there.
Oh, you were going to play that clip.
No, I'm going to wait. I was thinking of something else. I'm waiting for
it. And I just asked Craig to do a story that contains lawyers.
All right.
Do you have a stack that just says lawyers?
I do not have a stack that just says lawyers.
Well, no, I guess it says attorneys now.
True. I actually changed something today.
Yeah, the stack header now says attorneys.
Michael's coming in. What was Michael's old profession there, Craig?
Oh, he used to be.
Here we go. I got something. Right. Okay.
Okay. Say lawyer this time.
See, that's the trouble. And in the script here, says, I changed it to attorney this morning.
Oh, you typed it in?
Yes. So I actually typed in an attorney rather than lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyers.
Guns and money. Dad, get me out of this.
Oh, man.
You guys are bastards.
Yeah.
Lawyers.
Guns and money. Dad, get me out of this.
God, I miss that guy.
I pulled Craig in here on Thursday morning after we left. I got that done. I said, hey, I need to listen to something. And as soon as it hit the music, he got this look at you. Bastard.
That was from an email wanted to hear that version, right? Yeah.
No, that was off the top of my head.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just came to me, so good. I had to blurt it out.
That's good. That'd be a new one.
A lawyer.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to get to that later.
Really?
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Yeah, we're going to need Marilyn
later.
Obviously, Craig, it's right above that. That's why I did that. On my little buttons here. That's why that slipped.
So we'll go ahead and do the attorney story.
Okay, do the attorney story.
A lawyer who's the son-in-law of a Russian billionaire.
Oh, this dude, yeah.
Pleading guilty in the Russia probe. Special counsel Robert Mueller charged attorney Alex van der Zwaan with lying to federal investigators about conversations that he had with the former Donald Trump campaign aide Rick Gates. Gates facing a separate charge related to his work with the government of Ukraine.
The best part about Mueller's thing here is not too in the weeds, and is it just that what they're saying about this, you can't lie to these guys. I mean, it reminds us all, if we ever, Michael's not here yet, but if you go anywhere that you're on the stand or you're just an investigator's talking to you, you can't lie. They know.
Perjury is a real thing.
I know, but he will snag you if you're lying. He's been, and this is a perfect example, they're saying.
Right.
Yeah, they said,
Don't
play. Tell me the truth. You know, turn states, whatever, but don't lie. And you lied.
Right. Yeah, they can spot that.
They can.
They're trained to spot that.
Right.
So here's a question you may not have known.
Unless you're a pathological liar.
True.
Then you can probably get away with it.
Yeah. You still have to sit down. If you sit down with Mueller, though, you're not going to get away with it.
Maybe. If you're pathological.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're that good. Yeah. I mean, you got to be really good. And there are some really good liars out there.
Yeah. I did not have sex with that woman. I mean, I'm not Clinton. I've said that.
Yeah.
That's not a Clinton reference. I've lied, and I got away with it.
That's not a story we're getting to later.
No, we're not. I've actually lied to seven. Nope, never happened.
And that was a bad lie.
Fake
just because he got snagged.
I wasn't even using Clinton here. I was using me. That's what guys have told their girlfriends for years. I didn't go out with her, honey. I did not do that. Okay, I trust you.
Yeah, he was a liar.
Not him. I was lying. I didn't mean to use that quote. That quote sounded like didn't sound like Clinton. It did, but he was caught lying too.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a lot of guys have told their women that.
Sure, but a lot
and
of
they
guys
got away with it.
Who have said that?
I've gotten away with it.
Have gotten away with, but they're still not pathological liars.
No, they're not. No. You used to do that to save your ass.
Unless they get away with it.
Well, everybody gets hurt
all the time.
Everybody gets hurt if you tell the truth in that situation.
You may not have remembered before yesterday.
I don't remember much before yesterday.
Neither do I.
However, now I will ask you, who won the NCAA Basketball National Championship in 2013?
Who still has it today, as far as I'm concerned, Louisville. But I wouldn't have known until all the story came out yesterday.
Right.
And they ripped this to shreds again on around the horn. Because no matter bringing in hookers to bring in recruits or whatever, blah, blah,
par for the course.
Yeah, thank you. One of the guys said, Osceola said this. He had a great line. First of all, they also said, you can't say people if things didn't happen. You can penalize, you can take away recruits, you can do stuff, but you can't say you didn't win. Yeah, they won. They won.
They did.
They won. USC won. They won. They won. Okay, the kids played. Some of those kids weren't even on scholarship. One guy hit two main shots. It was a walk-on for Louisville. Whatever.
So?
Doesn't matter. They won the damn game. So you can't take – and then he said – he goes, you're telling me that all the rest of these are legitimate debt? I mean, no NCAA basketball championship team ever did anything wrong except for one – So shut up. Just shut up.
Yes.
Just shut up.
Yeah, the NCAA
vacating wins is so stupid.
Of Heisman trophies, of vacating of wins, of vacating of championships. So ridiculous.
They did that with Paterno, and they gave them back because they figured the Sandusky playing with boys didn't affect the guys playing on the field, and they gave Paterno his wins back.
That had to be the year
after he died.
Louisville beat Wichita State in the Final Four.
Yes, it was.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
The guy I felt best for was, remember that guy Kevin Ware? Who broke his leg?
Yeah.
That game didn't exist.
Oh,
he didn't break his leg.
He didn't break his leg. That's right.
He never
broke
his leg anymore.
And they took away the 2012 Final Four appearance, whatever that means.
That's a banner.
Right.
That's just taking down
a banner. Right.
Well,
and their administrator said that. Listen, we'll abide by the rules, take down the banners and stuff. You know what? We still won these things. And you're just stupid to say they didn't.
Then they should get the 2013 Wichita State team to play Michigan. And we'll settle it on the field.
Bring him back now?
Yeah.
And some of those guys got to be out of shape. No. There's got to be some dudes that let that go.
A couple of them are in the league.
Yeah, a couple, but the rest of them aren't.
I think a couple are in the league.
The rest of them aren't. The rest of them are breaking hammies.
So that would balance out the guys who are really haven't kept up.
I don't know. It'd be funny, though. Bring back a bunch of fat basketball players.
Yeah, but the rest of them could hook you up with a great term life insurance deal.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
20-year term, get those premiums back at the end of the 20-year term.
See,
it's a great deal.
The scary photo was they showed a skinny old man Patino's tattoo on his back shoulder.
What did it say?
It was a championship.
Louisville 2013 national champions.
Oh, he
that's,
did.
That's an L. It's a big L.
He, like, bet the team.
And he's smiling. If I find the photo, it's creepy. Unless you want to see a skinny old man naked, Craig.
Who doesn't?
Michael will be here in a little bit.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, well.
He's a skinny old man. A
lot of boosters' wives got to see that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm surprised. I didn't see fingernails on his back in the photo I saw yesterday.
That might have happened later.
Yeah, I think it might have.
It might have been down the road.
What was that? No, he already paid for the hooker by then. No, he already paid for that. This is 2013. Didn't that abortion
know.
Before 2013?
Yeah.
I don't know when that
happened.
That
was
I think that kid would have been 7 or 8 by now.
I don't have my Louisville timeline.
Sorry.
That guy's, to me, has always impressed me as a big weasel.
You think?
Took till now.
Oh, he's a total weasel. But that doesn't mean those kids didn't win that championship.
No.
No matter how they got there, they won the championship. A lot of coaches are weasels. Hello. Championships are, you know, the kids play those and win those things. I shouldn't say kids, young men.
Yeah, Ron Baker was on that 2013.
Yeah, he's still in the league. He's great, too. I like watching him play. He's still with the
Last
Knicks.
Last time
yeah.
I saw, yeah.
Yeah, he's still with the Knicks, yeah. Yeah, but the rest of those guys are fat and rolling around somewhere.
Yeah, but I think just Ron Baker alone could take on whoever Michigan
Well, maybe Michigan,
off.
Yeah.
And I call for a rematch.
Yeah.
Lindsey Vonn lost.
Well, no, she got a bronze.
She got
right?
a bronze.
I didn't watch it.
That's second or third loser, isn't it?
It's coming in third, exactly.
Second loser.
It's meddling.
It's like her old friend, boxer Dickie Ryan, always said he came in second.
No.
When he loses a match, I always ask him, did you win that? He goes, no, I came in second on that one.
Right. There's like 57 people.
That's my favorite line. Love you, Dickie.
Who participated in the downhill. A lot of them didn't make it. She got a medal.
She did. And, you know, I give people... when you say, they, you know, they're not the best in the world.
She was the best.
Third best in the world. That's still damn good.
She's third best in the Olympics. They ski season's year-round. She could be number one in a zillion more races.
And what separated one to three? Like 5/100ths of a second?
I'll tell you what separated it is
a nipple.
Whoever went earlier had better snow.
Really?
And less wind.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
Weather plays
a lot. She is still the oldest woman to claim an Olympic alpine medal.
Geezer, too. Like 32,
she was all,
right?
All teary-eyed.
It's her last Olympics.
I think so.
Yeah, she said it was.
Right, that's what we understand.
She's still banging J.J. Watt, or they done?
I haven't talked to her.
Well, you read the People
she's
magazine.
She's been busy.
You're up on
she has been, yeah.
And she's pissed that I'm trying to contact Jennifer Aniston now, too.
Yeah.
And she heard about
Well, she heard Jennifer's trying to contact you.
Good point.
I really don't think that you've put much effort into contacting Jennifer.
No. She knows where I'm at.
She does.
She knows how to get a hold of me. What's our number? There's a 9 in there, too.
It's almost like you've conceded to Petey.
No. I don't. No,
no he's just busy.
No, yeah. Petey's being too proactive, and it's not attractive to Jennifer. She wants to be. She's chased all the time. She needs a challenge, and I'm a challenge.
No, that's right.
Oh, you're a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Good point.
Somebody said.
Plus, I'm keeping an eye on you and Julie Bowen, man.
Oh yeah,
I ain't done with that.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm watching that crap.
Yeah, I'm looking for the phone call because I'm not going to chase after that.
No.
I don't want to appear too desperate to her.
She knows where you're at.
She can come to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody sent a link to a piece about other famous couples breaking up recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Anna Faris and Chris Pratt.
That's right.
They're no longer a thing.
We know Chris, yeah.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner split again.
They're done. Yeah, they're done. Yeah.
And this is where I think I stand a chance. Fergie and Josh Duhamel are no longer an item.
Because of the North Dakota thing?
Yeah.
Just tell her their national anthem was good.
She likes North Dakota boys.
Oh, I thought you were after Josh.
Yeah. That North Dakota thing.
Well, sure.
You guys got a connection.
Now that you mention it.
She knows how to get a hold of you, Todd. Don't look desperate.
We do have something in common.
Just don't get him any of those nacho fries.
Yeah, I still want to know if I peed next to him. Josh Duhamel, I know I did.
In the Metrodome.
Yep. I know it was him.
Oh, he's a big Viking fan.
I know he is.
Because he even...
But you don't say, hey, Josh, is that you while you're peeing next to a guy?
He would remember that.
I would say the actual game. I said, were you there?
He would remember that game.
Yeah.
You remember being next to me, Craig Todd. Right. Of course you would. Craig remembers.
Who doesn't?
Well, here we have to share a urinal, so you remember it.
You remember that one
really
game?
We only have one urinal here.
Remember that one game?
No, it's one game.
Time?
No.
It was really cold outside.
No. If you say the date, the game, he doesn't live in North Dakota. He knows when he was back in Minnesota, excuse me.
Sure.
He knows he was there. He could. If he was there, I peed next to him.
He came back for a couple of games when they were playing at the University of Minnesota Stadium in the cold.
There, yeah.
So he's hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really nice stadium, by
the
way.
Yes, he was hardcore.
Which one? The University of Minnesota?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I saw a game there. Yeah. I saw a Packers-Vikings game
there
one of those years. That was a really nice stadium.
Yeah, I want to see a game there, too, in September. Maybe October.
We got lucky that year. It was like 45 in late November.
Right. Yeah, I'd see Penn State play there sometime. Looks like a cool stadium.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
The American men's hockey team lost its quarterfinal matchup.
I missed
matchup.
That, too. God, I DVR'd all these things.
Overtime shootout, Team USA lost to the Czech Republic.
Are we still in the medal round?
We're done.
Oh, we're
eliminated
done.
Eliminated from medal contention.
We suck. We don't have the pros this year, right?
Correct.
Yeah, the NHL didn't shut down this year, which is good.
Yeah, they're tired of their stars getting hurt.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Quarterfinals is what? The Final Four?
No.
Final
that's
Eight.
That's semifinals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. women's hockey team will play for gold tonight, taking on Canada.
Canada, right, yeah. They're the best in the world. Gotta hate that Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Do you watch The Detour, Craig?
Many times I do.
On TBS.
It looks funny. I've never seen it. It looks
Samantha
funny.
Samantha Bee.
I like her.
Jason
no,
Jones.
Not Samantha Bee.
Well, they created
no,
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Natalie Z is the, I think that's how
that
you pronounce
right.
her
chick
last
from Justified.
She's my most recent TV crush.
Yeah. Oh, she's so hot.
She's single?
She is.
Oh, she was hot on the...
But she's more overtly sexual on this show.
Californication, she took it doggy, man. And by that's doggy, right. I mean, you know.
Your rectum.
Thank you. I couldn't get it out.
Nope, she's got a husband.
God damn it. So if I don't say it, somebody else can. It's fine. We're fine with that.
And they just bought a house, so apparently they're serious.
Is it an open relationship?
Yes.
I might be able to deal with that.
Yes.
It doesn't say, but
as long as you don't brag about it, because
very
likely, you know, we have stuff going on.
That's true.
She can't blow up my situation.
Don't mess up what I got going.
I can be there once in a while, but don't be so demanding. Not going to be there all the time.
Don't do it now, but when you get a break there. Just Google her name, and she'll come up wearing a see-through dress.
All right.
Well, you know, you can Google her name and then
naked.
Nude.
Yeah.
Or you can just go to Mr. Skin.
Yeah, well, yeah, go to Mr. Skin
and find out that she.
She was naked in Californication, wasn't
no,
she?
No, she was not.
I didn't think so, but he did her. I can't remember where he did her.
You get a
your rectum.
You get a quick boob shot in the one episode of Hung that she did.
Oh, that's right. She was on Hung too.
Yeah.
Right, one episode
banging
yeah.
Thomas Jane in a bathroom.
Yeah, I forgot about she was on Hung. Great show.
But Craig is able to sniff out those.
Sniffs the key word.
Those nude sites.
Yes, he is. Well, he just types in so and so nude.
Better than I can.
He always types in so and so nude.
We were talking about that.
Show up.
Yeah, that Black China tape yesterday, and I couldn't find it.
I heard about it. I heard that it popped up, and I didn't really
look
for it.
So, Tom.
That one was already there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I looked back at Twitter. It's just it wasn't anybody famous. It was just random black chick. Sassy black chick, though.
She's got to be sassy.
Just dissing Black China's Earl skills.
Yeah.
Ooh. Boy, the Mr. Skin page for Californication is a rabbit hole that you can go down for hours.
Oh, yeah, I love Californication. That's
wow.
I think that's on Netflix now. If you've never seen Californication,
it is, yeah.
Go back and watch every season. It's the best one of the
I
best
just
shows.
Recommended it to somebody that was looking for a new binge.
Oh, God, that's it. I wish I could watch that again.
Anyway, I think my point was they feature a lot of hockey.
Now, on the detour?
We went down the rabbit hole of Skin and Boobs, which is more important than that.
Let me just say I'm familiar with that concept that Todd just went through, where you start a story, and then about 10 minutes later, you kind of wrap it up.
We make it better.
That's true.
And the ending is not so exciting because you can make it better.
Well, you make it different.
Skin.
Yeah.
Oh, just saying, we just shut up, you just said, and they watch hockey.
We heard detour, so we decided to take a detour.
Exactly.
Whoa, that's
Skin.
A hard
right
left
to Mr.
Turn.
Skin. Check Mr. Skin.
Okay, most of the time you make it better.
No, you do too. You interrupt Craig as much as I do.
Sure.
And then, according to Penn Live, Jennifer Jones was drunk recently when she turned up to her district court hearing for a DUI charge.
What part of Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, it says Lancaster County.
That'd be Eagle fan.
Yeah.
Especially now, there's a bunch of bandwagon Eagle freaks around there now. I was just there. Right. I hope they lose next year.
Even the Amish.
Yeah, all the Amish love the Eagles.
Are on the Eagles bandwagon.
Yeah. Checky loves the Eagles.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.